Watford is a really popular village nestled at the foothills of the Diaguita Range, and of course, it's home to the largest folk festival in Australia, the Woodford Folk Festival. It's also a popular pit stop for motorbike riders who relish those winding curves from Mount Mee through to the sunny coast hinterland. But what are the people who call the area home? Donna Grigor is from the Woodford Historical Society, the Woodford Arts Society, and the Woodford Country Markets, and facilitates the Woodford Community Facebook page. Let's go and have a chat and see what she has for us today. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, everyone. To start today, I wanted to tell listeners a little bit about our museum. We share our space on the main street of Woodford with the Woodford Community Art Group, showcasing local history and local artists. Our venue is also a popular spot for bus day trippers and is a popular location for family reunions. Two annual celebrations coming up is the Art Group's annual art competition, launched on the 3rd of October and running for 2 months, and then the 44th annual Villeneuve and Newham get-together on the 25th of August. Both events are open to the public and more information can be found on their websites. Sadly, over the 44 years of the Villeneuve-Newham Day, many family members descending from the early settlers have passed, but we are fortunate that there are still a few that turn up every year to share with us and the new residents of the area their memories of early days. A famed building in the area was the Villeneuve Hotel. The hotel was built on the then Kilcoy-Woodford Road in 1916 by Ted Stanton, a grazier from Jimna. The hotel had three owners during its lifetime: Ted, Lucy Crofton, who was Ted's daughter, and Alfred Neville, who purchased the hotel late 1954, and over those years it was run by many licensees. In 1956, the hotel land was resumed by the Stanley River Works Board for the raising of the level of the Somerset Dam. The hotel building was bought by J.C. Webb, who rebuilt it on the old Caboolture Shire Council chamber site fronting Beerbaum Road, Caboolture. It was known as Woodford Motors Caboolture. It was eventually pulled down to make way for the new council chambers. There is a small unmarked cemetery at Villeneuve where 9-year-old Alice Roberts lays. Alice was sent by her mother to get 2 billy cans of water from the Stanley River, a task she had done on numerous occasions. That was about 1:20 p.m. on Wednesday, 17th of February, 1886. About 5 minutes later, her mother had an uneasy feeling come over her and called out to Mrs. Sybe, and the ladies went out to see where she was. Mrs. Little and Mrs. Thornton joined them, as did her father and other Villeneuve sawmill workers. Spotting Alice sat resulted in her body being located, sadly submerged underwater. These are an example of stories we aim to preserve for future generations. We rely on people's memories and sharing those memories with us. If you have a connection or an interest in our local history, please join us on the 25th of August.
That's a sad but fascinating story. I wonder how our mother knew something was wrong. Donna Grigor from the Woodford Historical Society, keeping our community connected. And if you'd like to hear the story again or other interviews, go to the 101.5 FM website and click on podcasts.